animal part is in that flesh, right? So the animal part could never come out. The universe of animal was the reality, the logical one, right? That one cannot come out. Means the rest will come out. Which one? The one which is imagination, that part of me. The imagination part of Mozart will come out, right? Who will be left alone? The animal one. He doesn't like it, does it? Losing all your subjects? Remember, she is the queen, right? Isn't she the queen? In your mind, your intelligence is the queen. Whatever she says goes. Everybody is enslaved, even the king, to this handmaiden, right? Now suddenly everybody wants to leave the palace. How the queen will feel? That's the point. The queen will resist. That was the beginning of this half. He talked about repeatedly, he said, come out if you want to understand that the rest belongs to you. You should come out of that body. Why? The trick was, he didn't say come out because here there is a lot they could give you. Even he was talking about the subject was the peer, but he didn't say come out, this peer has everything to give you. He said come out because you have an enemy inside. That animal part is your enemy. Come out to be saved, because it's difficult to come out. We are used to be there. We are used to be in our animal environment. That's what we admire and logically we have. Some of us get lucky. What will happen when you get lucky? You fall in love. Suddenly the animal part is different. Because animal part is thinking about taking, grabbing the stuff, having, using, and somebody love will change all that. And love is not in you. Love is not outside. Life is not something to buy, to get. It is the beauty. So you could start to create the beauty. Then the beautiful one will be attracted to the beauty. A lot of purification. And mainly remember, the path in a lot of different aspects is exactly opposite of what you think and what you want. He went even to an extreme to remind you that, listen, if there was somewhere that suddenly you saw that, you don't know what's the best choice. What are you going to do?
Ask your animal.
Yeah, he said, ask the animal. Whatever it was, do the opposite. Because you know what the wrong choice is, at least. The animal part of me, yes. Because we are talking about selflessness, and this is self. So, I rest my case. Self doesn't like the state of selflessness. He repeated it. Remember, when he was talking about the peer, he said, first of all, when I say peer, please do not interpret it as an old man, or old lady, or age. That's sheer luck. A young one, a creative, he said, I call it the good chance. a young chance I come to you. You cannot interpret it because the word is very tricky. It's not something that the Iranian will use. None of them. When they want to have, there is this Baht. First of all, nobody could really say what it means. It means chance. It means chance. It means piece of luck. It means whatever is written on your forehead. It means destiny. What?
Fortune.
Yes, everything.
Fortune,
yes. No, because when you get the fortune, suddenly you become Khoshbacht. Because mainly you are Khoshbacht or Badbacht. Means if you are a happy person or you are a sad, dropout, discarded person. How do you divide the two people? One in the best state, one in the worst. We interpret it with Bach. This is Khoshbacht, this is Bad Bach. Means fortune. Okay. All of that. Suddenly he will put it with something else, young. You see, all I was talking about has nothing to do with age. He put an age over there. Poetically, he is describing, yes, a very young, energetic, beautiful fortune suddenly found something like that. He said, this is what I'm talking about. Means, do not think about this which is outside. This is your luck. The point is for you to come out. The point is for you to fulfill the rest of the spaces dedicated to you. The physical space dedicated to you, you fulfill it. Here now we fulfill it a little bit more than full, so we grow larger. This is physical space. Real space is the animal life. Dream? Yes. What's your dream? The animals, they don't have a dream. Do you think suddenly a rabbit somewhere sat down and thought, if all the other animals could be eliminated and everywhere would be green, we call it rabbit kingdom? Don't do that. Dreaming is ours. We don't know if rabbit, some of them dream, maybe. Apparently. But we don't know if the rabbit is dreaming about a revolution, about becoming an artist, or dreaming about a carrot. But we know the dream has more meaning in here. Why? Because the next frontier, imagination. Aren't you surprised? I go back to second paragraph. I always go. This is second paragraph. He said, imagination, some people say, imagination is imaginary. No. Our war, our peace, our happiness, our sorrow runs on imagination. It is the paradox. Paradox is basic existence of us. We are paradoxical because we have the rule, we have the exception, both. We have the reality and we have beyond the reality, all of that. What a lucky people we are, and very busy. To do what? To understand the totality. I'm talking about something which is happening, right? The animal, it started with what? Learning about the environment, choosing what is good for you, running away from what is bad for you, right? And the environment at the beginning was really small. Each animal cares about the little micro place which is living. Any of animals care about beyond the solar system? Could we say this is nothing? These days, you know how much money we are spending over there? How much energy? Something else is ticking for us. Because our imagination takes us there. It's in us. And he said, even this imagination is not that important, there is something else you should learn about, non-existence. Because everything comes from there, goes there, and beauty is there. Where is the beauty? Beauty is not in this universe. The only places we could find the trace of beauty is in the beautiful stuff that are created. Yes, this is beautiful, but the beauty by itself is in non-existence. Look there for the beauty. So he started with Pir, and he said, you should come out to run away from yourself. Then, second paragraph, he said, listen, this thing I'm telling you is like having a tattoo. Are you ready to pay the price for this? Remember the guy's minima. Over there, he said, excuse me, there is a problem. First of all, you come in and you want to have it. This is understandable. It doesn't work like that. You have to walk the walk. You have to endure the pain. Why? Huh? Because the pain is not just pain. This pain we are talking about is painful to your animal part, not to your soul. It's the pain of change. Because you have established something. And look at you. You are hanging on to me and we. This is the subject you are in. And you know bargaining. So wherever you go, you try to bargain. Bargaining, another word for bargaining is being clever. Not taking too much risk, but good risk taking. Know that. Logically, you bargain, right? Here we have a problem. There is no bargain here. We're talking about the quality 100%. I mean, you cannot be in love 95%. It doesn't work that way. Therefore, we cannot tattoo a lion on your shoulder with no tail, no head, and no stomach. Next paragraph. Again, the same thing, that listen, when I say come out, this lady inside will tell you, then what about me? Let me tell you, that lady is with you because it was needed. But there are times that you don't need it anymore. The time will change. That when you put something, two different things into side of a balance doesn't mean they are equal. Equality over there is just for weight, but the value is not like that. Mainly, you and your soul are two parts of you. Doesn't mean they are equal. Equality is what? I don't want
to
say
it. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing.
There is. I'm sorry, you choose the easiest way to say that doesn't exist. Equality exists only in a very, very sharp, defined, limited place.
Agree.
Having the benefit of man-made law and disciplines. This is an environment. In the environment that we create a law, civic law for example, everybody should be equal of benefiting that law. Because this is lawmaking, which is a part of our imagination. Over there, equality